Dad, if Saul followed the Lord, he must have been a great king.
Well, Joey, Saul was like some of the rest of us. It didn't take him long to stumble and fall.
How did that happen, Dad?
The Philistines came to battle against them, and Israel was outnumbered. So Saul went to the tabernacle to seek God. Samuel was coming, and Saul was waiting. Let's listen in as Saul is talking.
What's keeping Samuel so long? He should have been here hours ago. The Philistines are upon us. We are about to be destroyed. Only God can deliver us. Bring the burnt offering and the peace offering to me. I will offer it myself, even though I know it should be done by the priest. This is an emergency. There. It is done.
Oh, mighty king. Samuel comes.
Oh, Saul, what you have done is a sin against God. Only God's anointed priest can make a sacrifice. Because of what you have done, your kingdom shall not be allowed to continue. The Lord seeks a man after his own heart.
We've all disobeyed, haven't we? Have you ever disobeyed? Then you need Jesus. Jesus was without sin, and he died for us all because he loved us. He, his own self, bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He died in our place so we could be forgiven and not die, but have everlasting life. If you don't have this gift of everlasting life, you can have it today. Just pray. Dear Lord, thank you for dying in my place for my sins, my wrongdoings. Please forgive me. Come into my heart and make it clean. I know I belong to you now and have everlasting life. Amen.